This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
I'm Jennifer Smith, here with the beautiful and wonderful Miranda. Say hi, Miranda.
Hello, Miranda.
Thank you. Well, tonight we have what everybody's been waiting for, the first annual Sassies.
Yeah, the Sassies.
Our very own award show. It is award season, after all, so we had to come up with lots and lots of wonderful awards to give away.
Very much so.
Aren't you excited?
I am, actually. I was very excited getting some of the, reading the nominees that we got. Mm-hmm. It was very different to see everybody's, like, a kind of across the board, all the different entries that we got. It's very interesting to see, because these are people, a lot of them are people that we talk to, you know, weekly, or, you know, they're close friends of ours that listen to the show, but it was still kind of entertaining to see, at the end of the day, what they really thought this past year in 2017 was the best show, or the best dramatic show, or things of that nature, because I would have, on a few of these, I would have thought they picked different based off of conversations we'd all had.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, our friends are full of surprises.
They really are. Mm. There was a few, too, that when you sent me your list so I could do the tallies, I was like, I would not have thought that be your answer.
I really, considered it, you know, like, I spent a lot of time on it trying to, like, really put in the effort.
I redid my list, like, 3 times, so I get it. I get it completely.
I just feel like there's so much content, you know, we watch so much, and... Well, we were engaged with a lot of things, so it's really hard to choose. So much good stuff this past year.
And then, like, I know the list that I gave people to, like, nominate was long, but that was me cutting, that was me looking at, like, all the different award shows and cutting, like, so much content already. I was like, oh my gosh, this is, they're going to be, like, what do? I can't think about all this stuff. And there were some that I'll go ahead and say that Jenny and I decided to just kind of remove. One, because there was a couple of times I didn't realize I had put it on there twice. Because, like I said, I pulled from various different award shows, so I didn't realize it was pulled a second time. And then others, because there was no clear winner. There was no way for us to really determine a winner on those, so we've kind of decided to leave those alone.
Right.
Maybe we'll do those at a different time, or maybe next time we'll give, seeing how that turned out, maybe next time on those we will give our nominations and let people pick or something. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
And I think that we decided to focus more on, like, TV stuff than movies, because we just talk more TV, I think, generally. So that makes more sense. All right. How have you been? What's been going on before we start the awards?
Oh, yeah. I've been here, I guess. It's this weather's, like, really messing with me, so my migraines have been really bad. Oh. So I'm back to, like, forgetting what I'm trying to say halfway through.
Well, that will work for a podcast, for sure.
Oh, it'll work, because that's me normally. That's me normally. I've been trying to catch up on TV, which someday, I don't know if it's because I'm working full-time now, and then Caden's math homework, which I've talked about, like, 1,000 times, but I can't stress enough how stressful it is. But at the end of the day, I go in there and turn on the TV, and I'm like, no, never, just, no, not right now. Like, yeah. I can't focus on this.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, start going to, like, more comfort shows that you've already seen. You're like, I know I need to be watching something new and focusing on it, but I just need something more comforting that I already know and I don't have to think about so much.
Pretty much, like, background noise. Although, I did watch a new series that I really like so far in my love of all things British. I got the subscription to Acorn TV.
Oh, sweet.
And they have a show called Girlfriends. And there's actually a lot of, like, people that you would know on there. Because, you know, in Britain, they don't care. Like, they'll do a streaming show. They'll do a big movie. They'll do a big Hollywood movie. They'll do a commercial for over there. Like, those actors and actresses, like, British actors and actresses, they don't care. They're like, sure, I'll do whatever. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, they're not really typecast as, like, right. TV or movie, yeah.
And then, like, I've noticed in, like, American, like, Hollywood, like, American Hollywoods, for example, they're like, oh, no, I could never do a commercial. Are you kidding me? Like, right. Look at what I've done. So, and, like, they don't care. They'll do anything. So, it's a streaming. It's only available through Acorn TV, and it's called Girlfriends, and it's got, like, a ton of Harry Potter cast in it.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, like, Madame Hooch, that was the flying instructor. Mm-hmm. She's one of the main women, because it's about three best friends as they're older. Like, they're, because they keep going, shh, don't talk about how old I am. Like, don't say the number. So I think they're, because they have grown children, I'm guessing they're between mid-50 to 60 range. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, things that they're going through currently. But, like, the one, Madame Hooch's son is actually played by Matthew
Longbottom?
Yeah, he was Neville.
Okay. He's super hot now, right?
And he's shirtless a lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's shirtless a lot.
Matthew Lewis.
So. Yes, Lewis. There he is. I was like, I wanted to say something different for some reason. But yeah. So yes, that's been my comfort. I've been reading a lot too.
Well, that's good.
Sometimes when you have a headache, you're like, I want to do something, but I can't really focus on, like, glowing screen. So,
well, I think we decided to skip our normal segments yes. to make this a special award show. But I do want to mention something that I've been up to, which is yes. a new podcast that our friend that we fight over, Tim Capel, and I started called Talkin' Pop. So you can find it here, Place to Be Nation Pop, and it dropped like last week. So
it's very good, very good.
I'm glad you liked it.
I did.
As our first guest, we had Justin Rosero, and so it was a huge get. You know, him and Tim are friends, so Tim hooked us up there and had an interesting interview with him. To say the least. So check that out if you want to. It's a little bit different and a little bit racy, but entertaining, I would say, the least.
Yes, very much so. Well, like, you guys both have what I call, like, radio voice.
Who?
You and Tim both. Like, you have radio voice, essentially. So, like,
Tim does, and Justin does, but I don't.
Oh, shut up. Like, I've already told you that people used to come to me and be like, Jenny's voice is smooth. Like, you have a voice for this. So, like, it's essentially, I don't know, I think that's one of the reasons why it's enjoyable. It's not just because the content is enjoyable, but because, like, you guys all have those, like, radio voices, basically.
Well, that's sweet of you to say. Now I'm going to be all self-conscious about it, but anyway.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's get these sassies going. We are going to, we have tons of categories, like we said, and we're going to start out with favorite TV show. Now, this is kind of, you know, this is a difficult one to narrow down.
It was close, too. It almost was a different show. It was very close.
Interesting. The winner is Stranger Things on Netflix.
Yay!
Not very surprising. I think that most people really enjoyed, especially season two of Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad that won. And kind of in that same vein, favorite TV comedy, which I was surprised by this too, but the winner is
Atypical. I was too.
Atypical on Netflix.
Yeah.
which was awesome. I mean, we had talked about it at length when we first watched it. So that's really interesting that went out. So
it makes my heart happy. That many people like watched it enough to be like, hey, here's this comedy that I really enjoyed. And that was like no questions asked. Like when I was going through the nominees, I was like, this is pretty much all around. Like there wasn't a lot of, it was everybody pretty much saying the same thing on that one.
That's awesome. Okay, in that same vein, we have favorite comedy TV actor. And the winner is Marc Maron from Glow on Netflix. Yeah. I definitely voted for Marc Maron.
You did. I did not, but that's okay, because like, I wasn't even going there in my brain. Like, I wasn't thinking that for some reason. And then as soon as I started seeing it on all the nominations, I was like, why did I not think of that one? It's an excellent option, excellent choice.
And the thing about when I was going through, and I had Glow on my mind quite a bit, and I'm trying to figure out, well, is Glow like a comedy or a drama? Or like, it's such a hybrid.
You know, one of those that they refer to as a dramedy, but when you're looking in the world of awards, they don't have a section for dramedy, which I feel like they should, because they are a big thing now, like where they're not just a comedy show and they're not just a dramatic television show. They kind of cover both fields for you.
And I love, I mean, I thought Marc Maron was just a revelation, like even not even really comedy wise for me, just, I mean, even though he was really funny, but even beyond that to like his depth and just such a surprising performance. Like I never knew anything about, you know, him and his talent. It was amazing to watch. Let's see. We have favorite comedy TV actress. And this is difficult too. So many great ladies in comedy right now. TV, but the winner goes to Rachel Brosnahan from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon, which I'm pretty sure I voted for her too.
And I think you did. No,
I didn't. I had her on something. I want to say
you did, and there was people that had her in multiple categories, and I just haven't watched that show. So that was another one that I was like, man, I really need to watch this show because.
Oh, it's so clearly deserved. She's
even my mom was like, why haven't you watched it yet? Yeah. And I was like, whoa, excuse me now.
I think you would love it, honestly.
I think I will too. I kept saying I'm gonna watch it, but then I don't know what happens.
But it will. It'll make you feel better. It's comfort TV, like it, because it's like, you know, you love Gilmore Girls, so it has that same sort of feel to it. And it gives you that same sort of, that quickness and the wit, although it's way dirtier, than Gilmore Girls, which I think would help. Cause yeah, I know how you are. But honestly, and Rachel's just so good. Like she's so kind of like I had seen her on, House of Cards, but I didn't know. Like I didn't know she was just like capable of that. She's fantastic. You need to watch it.
I'm going to.
I'm going to bug you.
Okay, I will.
All right. I think that that wraps up comedy on TV. Did you want to do the dramatic
award? I will. And honestly, I had a hard time trying to figure out who I was going to pick for like my nomination for this, and so I was very excited when I saw everyone's answer, and I'm not surprised, but our favorite drama TV show actually went to Punisher from Netflix, of course.
Yes.
So kind of along with that, we can briefly talk about why I think it went that awesome, but the favorite dramatic TV actor, no surprise, is also from The Punisher on Netflix, the John Bernthal that, you know, plays The Punisher. And he's amazing.
Gosh, like, so well-deserved, dude.
That I know, because like when you talk about TV drama, I mean, think of all the emotions that he has to go through, the character goes through, and everything he goes through. He has that like stoic, he has over-emotional, he has the rage, he has a little bit of everything. And I think when an actor can go through that many emotions in one series, it's a well-deserved, you know, to get some sort of award or be nominated at least.
Even if it is, you know.
Well, no, I'm just
something
saying like
this.
Right, but he's not going to get, I don't know that they got any on any other shows that we watch.
Yeah,
like
that's
actual
a shame.
Award shows, which
yeah.
is, it is.
Because
we
just the superheroes in general don't get any kind of recognition for the most part, honestly.
Which is just, I don't know, it's a disgrace.
I think it is, too.
And then favorite dramatic TV actress, which you have to tell me whether you think this is a drama or not, actually. This is another one of those. Like, I think it's a little bit of...
Well, yeah, I think I had her for a different category.
You did?
Yeah.
But Winona Ryder, for her Stranger Things, as favorite dramatic TV actress.
Winona Ryder. Okay. All right. And I'm... Huh.
Yeah.
She... Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't put her in sci-fi, but I mean, okay.
I agree. But there's somebody that everybody thought was just a little bit better for that.
She does bring the drama quite a bit in that show.
She does.
And well, very
if you think
well.
About it, she's very dramatic because, I mean, well, hello, your kid is missing and then your kid is sick. So.
Right. She is. Yeah. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I did love her in Stranger Things. What you got next?
So the next is our crime drama.
I think you should probably do those.
You think I should?
I think you should.
Well, it's kind of no surprise that crime dramas are my favorite thing, but believe it or not, I have not watched this show yet. So I feel kind of like I don't belong here. No, I'm just kidding. I've heard amazing things about this show, but the favorite TV crime drama was Mindhunter, and that was like an across the board. I think I was the only person that really put something different.
Well, I haven't watched all of it. I've seen probably 5 or 6 episodes.
Oh, I thought you had finished it too.
No, well, John and I were watching it together, and then we just kind of fell off of it. But yeah, it's good. I would probably agree more if I'd finished the whole thing, but yeah. And I don't watch that much in the way of crime dramas anyway, so it's kind of default for me anyway.
Makes sense. Now, their favorite crime drama TV actor, I was really happy with this one because it's who I had written down, and then I had 2 other people give me the same answer, and I was like, yay! that kind of made him the winner. So Matthew Gray Gubler, which I think I had as a nerd eye candy once from Criminal Minds.
Sounds familiar, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Dr. Spencer Reed from Criminal Minds, Matthew Gray Gubler. And he is, and during 2017, his character had a lot of crazy shit that he had to deal with. So that was kind of a well-deserved nod from our fans there. And then this actress, for our favorite crime TV actress, I have not seen the show, so I don't know how great she is. And do you know how you say her last name? It's Anna, is it Torv?
Must be, yeah, I think that's Torv, right.
Well, that's what I'm going to say, and it's probably wrong, but she's from Mindhunter at Mindhunter at Netflix. So,
awesome.
Pretty cool.
All right. Moving on to our favorite sci-fi fantasy show. Another win for Stranger Things. Yes. I'm trying to think. What were some of the other nominations, or was this a sweep?
Black Mirror. Was a nomination.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Legends of Tomorrow was a nomination. And then all the rest were Stranger Things. So
awesome.
Yeah. So we had lots of Stranger Things going on there.
Yeah, and definitely because for a favorite sci-fi fantasy actor, goes to David Harbour from Stranger Things, or as I like to call him, Daddy Hopper.
Daddy Hopper. Yes.
Because, I think that we all kind of fell for him in the first season, but in the second season, I think that he really expounded on that, and he, especially with him and Eleven, just their scenes together were some of our favorites, I think, of season two.
He was a great season one character, but then his character development, because of a lot of his scenes with Eleven, is kind of why I decided, like, he was my nominee for that area there. And I think that's why a lot of our friends also kind of gravitate to him too, because, like you said, their scenes are just amazing together.
And speaking of which, favorite sci-fi fantasy actress goes to Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger mm-hmm. Things. And, you know, it's kind of a good thing. Although I feel like there's some real strong performances in Black Mirror. I don't remember the chick's name, but she ended up being the mother in How I Met Your Mother. That chick, she was in the Star Trek episode of Black Mirror. She was really good, but 11 is just next level, especially, you know, considering she doesn't do that much in the way of dialogue. I mean, a lot more obviously in season two than season one, but just everything that she does just works. And I think that some people were not as fond of the her and Mike sort of relationship or crush or whatever it is, you know, where she gets sort of mad at the new girl because she thinks Mike has a crush on her, and you know, some people didn't like that sort of dynamic, but you know, I thought she did really well with that.
But I thought it carried over from season one, because clearly there was some sort of crush season one, so like, why wouldn't that continue?
Right, yeah. I think that some people thought that she was getting jealous of Max, and they didn't like that or whatever. They didn't want any sort of love triangle there.
Well, she was getting jealous of Max, but I think it was trying to show, because if you remember, that's how she, like, made things happen from the upside down, you know, when she was still there, like, or, you know, when she would, like, with her mind travel and things like that, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. I think that was all part of making her into what she was at the very end. Kind of like when we talked about this we talked about our predictions with Tim, but we didn't actually ever go back and talk about season two. But like at the end, you and I talked about it, you know, that is what helps her, like that rage that she's been having about mm-hmm. everything mm-hmm. is what makes everything great there in the end. So I think it needed to be there.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And then Millie's just, she's so talented and so young. Like it just, I'm excited for what else she gets to do, you know, not just as Eleven, but just in her career. Like, I think she's going to be really awesome.
I would like to see her in more. I don't want these kids to end up like the Harry Potter kids, where every time you see them in something new, they're like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's Harry Potter. It's not Daniel Radcliffe. That's Harry Potter. That's Hermione. That's not Emma Watson, because people did that with Beauty and the Beast. Oh, Hermione, huh? Yeah. I don't want them to be, well, that was the stranger. That's Dustin. I want them to be able to do other things, because they are so amazing.
I think that, yeah, I agree. I wouldn't want that for them. Although I do that a little bit, like, sometimes, but maybe not.
Maybe not too bad. The lady you were looking, or couldn't remember her name, it's Kristen Milioti, M-I-L-I-O-T-I. I'm probably saying her last name wrong.
Yeah, but she's excellent in Black Mirror, in the newest season of Black Mirror. All right. I will go on to, this is something we don't normally talk about, but favorite daytime TV host is Ellen DeGeneres,
mm-hmm.
which I think's pretty solid. I don't watch that much daytime TV, but if I do,
I don't either.
It's. I mean, I can watch Ellen. She's so genuine and sweet. You know, she's not.
I watch a lot of the things that she does after the fact on Facebook, mm-hmm. but it's like from her show. Mm-hmm. And usually I'm crying.
Yeah.
But either because I'm laughing so hard at some of those stupid games that she makes people play.
Yes.
Or because of what she does. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to cry for a minute because, I don't know. I think if you met her, like, walking down the road, she'd be like the same person. She'd be like, oh, yeah, hi, and how are you? Like, I don't know. So I just feel like she'd be the same way.
Yeah, she seems very genuine, and it seems like her guests, like, actually want to be there to talk to her. And, you know, sometimes you get the feeling like they're just doing the press and they're just saying the shit that they have to say to get through it. But I feel like her guests are a lot more willing to just talk and to be there to talk to her. Sort of that Oprah thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. How people used to be with her where they wanted to tell. She had a way of getting a person's story out of them. And like, they want it, they seeming like they really wanted to tell her that story.
Right. All right. So we got favorite late night talk show host. And that's pretty difficult at times, but
it is.
The winner is.
Well, this was the year of like all new hosts too, if I'm correct, right? Like 2017 was like when a bunch of people left and we started a plethora of new hosts, right? Or was it 2016?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like most of these, well, this guy's definitely been doing it for a while.
Right, he's been doing it for a while, but I was just overall, when I was going through these, I was trying to remember, was it 2016 or 2017 when we got pretty much like a whole slate of new people?
I have no idea.
They all left.
but the winner is Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
It's like you said, I usually end up seeing the good bits the next day on Facebook or, you know, that week on Facebook if there's something. I used to watch a lot of late night TV, but now it doesn't seem as necessary. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I don't watch as much either. I do the same thing. I get a bunch of clips. Mm-hmm. His clips where they do with like classroom instruments.
Yeah, I like
a song,
that.
The Roots and him, and he can actually sing, so it's really cool. Or like when he and an artist will go and like dress up, like the one that he did with Maroon 5, where they dressed up as like they were Amish looking, and they went in the subway and sang, and then they started slowly taking off their disguises. He's just funny, and he's another one that like I just feel like he would be genuine.
Yeah,
his skits are really funny too.
Yes, I like when he'll do like the reunion type things. He will get people on to do sort of reunion type. I'm trying to think of who I mean, but whatever, it's escaping my mind. And you know, lip sync battle is basically boring on his show, so that's awesome. All right. Wow, we kind of blew through our list, didn't we?
I know. I thought it would take us longer.
I know, right? Why are we not as chatty tonight for some reason?
Well, I think because we told each other, we're like, all right, we're going to get through this list and we'll talk about them a little, but like, let's...
Yeah, I think it's, you know, you said you've been having migraines all weekend and I'm feeling run down too, so I think, you know, just trying to work out the kinks here.
There you go.
All right. Well, do you want to say anything before we take a break?
I don't know. Do I want to say anything before we take a break?
Oh my God, my brain is horrible.
I know. All right. Stick around and we'll be right back with the sassies.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, pro wrestling announcer Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you are all subscribed to all the great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. It's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which of course includes the full archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, the Place to Be Nation pod feed, and the Pro Wrestling Only feed. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And be sure to give Justin your true thoughts. I mean, don't hold back. After all, he is kind of a jerk. Just listen to Scott.
Play Simulations, JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlayStation.com, and we offer those to you on three great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, we bring you the Mothership, the original Place to Be podcast, as well as Main Event, Lucha Afterground, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows, as well as the Our Vantage Point podcast and Jeff Learns Wrestling. In addition to these full-length shows, we also deliver quick-hit pod blasts on topics old and new.
Over on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, we dive deep inside the wrestling business with a stacked army of experts leading the way. The feed features potpourri shows such as This Week in Wrestling, Greetings from Allentown, Psychology is Dead, Puro Potpourri, Stacy and Elliot's Bogus Journey, and the Military Industrial Suplex. We also have shows that focus intently on certain topics like Letters from Center Stage, Space City, an NWA Classics On Demand adventure, Through the Years, Strong Style History, Strong Style Story, and Mount Olympus. Plus, the feed has the full archives of legendary shows like Titans of Wrestling, Where the Big Boys Play, Letters from Kayfabe, and much more. And on our popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, PTBN Dadcast, Go Home in a Box, NBA Team, and Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the Hard Traveling Fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, Geek and Sassy, and Imaginary Stories podcasts.
You can find all of these current shows plus archives of our past podcasts, including The Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to all of our feeds on iTunes, and while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceMination.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlaceMination.com/Amazon when shopping online, and download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh ebooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, and Fall River, Massachusetts, thehistoryofwrestling.com, and Scott Keats' Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceMination.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Award show, our very first award show.
First annual.
We'll put it that way. You know, I think that 2017 was pretty much an amazing year. So it's kind of fun to look back and pick out some of our favorites and see what people say about them.
Very much so. I agree completely.
All right, so what else do we have for our next award?
So our next award was for favorite streaming series, and this is one of those, like, it was kind of no surprise, but at the same time, it was a shock, because there are so many awesome, because, I mean, if you think about it, yeah, there's a lot of shows that happen on, like, syndicated TV, but streaming is pretty much the new way to watch anything. So there were lots of options, but it went to Stranger Things from Netflix.
Things. Wow. They are
right. They like sweeping our awards, aren't they?
Right. I mean, can't argue with it.
No, not at all. Stuff.
All right, so our favorite new TV series, which I think, again, is another kind of stacked option there, and it, and I was kind of surprised by the winner of this, but the winner is Legion from FX.
Which that, is another one that I sadly haven't watched yet.
Because that show, I remember I was talking about it, and there was, it was so difficult to explain, because it's like, it's X-Men, but it's not. It's very different from anything else you will watch. Like, it, there's real, really no comparison to much, to, honestly, it's just so weird and different, but so good. Like, if you can just let go of some of your, just go in there fresh and not have any expectations and just try to go where they take you.
Unless you've read the comic. Now, if you've read the comic, then I can understand having some expectations or like something already kind of formed in your mind.
But visually, it's just not normal.
It's from what I have seen,
completely different. And even the concept, very hard to grasp at times, because you really don't know what's going on for most of the time. And then by the time you start working your way in, you realize that you're hooked on it. So just, it's something. I'll be interested to hear your thoughts when you get caught up on it. It's actually coming back pretty soon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Season 2. So excited for that one.
Cool. So I guess with that nomination for, or that, you know, win there, rather, it was kind of no surprise to me. Favorite actor in a new TV series actually went to Dan Stevens, who is the lead in Legion, which is actually there from FX. He's done a lot of great things this year. And I like that Dan Stevens has come out and, like, made a name for himself.
Me too.
I know him from Downton Abbey, and I fell in love with him on Downton Abbey. So seeing him do more, it's really cool.
He does have a certain quality that's sort of, it's not, it's quirky, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not really the typical leading man type of feel from him, but he does. I mean, like, he sells every scene. He's excellent in Legion. Same thing with this next, the next category here is favorite actress in a new TV series, and that went to Aubrey Plaza for Legion. And that was her performance was super surprising, because I know her from Parks and Rec, and for, you know, sort of a like sarcastic and biting person, and the more I think about it and think about her character on Legion, she was actually really perfect for that, for her role, because she's is a super weird part, and you never really know what her deal is, but she just plays it perfectly. Like, it's just so weird, it just fits her.
And I guess I didn't realize that she was in this show.
Yeah, yeah. It's a large part. Like, yeah, she's pretty great. You know, I don't know if she's, I don't know. Well, I don't. I do prefer her in a more comedic role, I think. Although she is funny in this, but it's different. It's a different funny.
The show all together is different.
Yes. Yes. The humor is just, it's so hard to call it comedy, because not. It's just like funny parts in a weird ass show. But she does it. I mean, she does that good. She does it good. What do we got next?
So the next one is favorite animated TV show. And I was really surprised we didn't have, like, out of all the people that sent in nominations, there were not as many of these as I thought there were. So I was shocked. I really thought more people would have an answer for this. but it went to Adventure Time, which is from Cartoon Network, which there is no more new, or there's not going to be any more new Adventure Time
So really? That's sad. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're ending. Even the comic. There's not going to be any more of a comic either.
So. Huh. What's the deal?
Well, I mean, I guess it's been on for I don't know how many seasons now. So I guess they feel it's just that time to cycle. I mean, they play reruns, but I guess maybe they have just think it's time. I don't know. Yeah. Trying to think. It's been on since 2010. So
that's a good run. Yeah.
8 years. It's a pretty good run. And this is one of those, like, it's on a kids channel, but I know a lot of adults that don't have kids that watch it.
Oh, yeah. I watched a little bit of it off and on. I never really started from the beginning. It's an idea.
I like it.
I always hoped that Ethan would get into it. You know, maybe I would get into it that way because it's sort of quirky and odd, like my son is. So I thought it might be his thing, but I don't guess it is because South Park is his thing for whatever reason.
Caden wants South Park to be his thing, but I'm just not having it.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all.
My grandmother, believe it or not, she really loves South Park.
Really?
Yes.
I love that.
She loves her some South Park.
That's funny.
And I love older South Park. I don't know. I've tried to watch newer, and I'm like, this is just dumb. Either I had a different sense of humor, or
I mean,
it really is different.
When we were teenagers, that shit was funny to us, you know? Like, it's funny to my 8-year-old, which, I've been in there watching with him a little bit. And it's rough. Like, it's rougher than I remembered, but I still let him watch it. Thanks, Hulu. All right, so favorite new TV comedy. Now, I was happy about this one, because the winner is Glow.
Yes.
Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I remember I watched the whole thing.
That's right. Oh, my brain is not with it tonight.
It happened.
Yeah, right. Love.
And that's one of those, like, is it a comedy? Is it drama?
Yeah.
Is it, I don't know. I think it's both, honestly.
Because
there's some straight up drama on that show.
Mm-hmm. And the... The funny parts are just, like, super funny, like, in an awkward way, too. Just such a...
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, that scene where she had sex with Marc Maron when she was on her period. And it's just, like, that was super awkward.
Oh, my God,
man. Anyway, it's funny the things that stick in my brain, but...
Funny, the little robot thing that when they went to that party.
Yeah.
With all the drugs. I thought that was the funniest shit.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
But I thought that was like.
That wasn't like such an 80s thing, right? Like, have a drug robot? Like, that sounds like.
My God, that was so funny. I don't know why it was so funny because there's some hardcore drugs that people should not do. Drugs are bad, okay?
Thanks, Mr. Mackey.
Seriously, when that robot came out, I lost my shit. Oh, my God. That's great.
All right.
So the next one we have is favorite new TV drama. And I know you started watching this, and I started watching this, but I stopped. And I don't remember why I stopped. It wasn't because it was bad, but I stopped for some reason. But new TV drama is The Good Doctor, which I'm pretty sure is ABC.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, it is. With Freddie Highmore as the main, he has autism of some sort, Asperger's autism. I don't remember if they ever say exactly. And he's a doctor, and it's, I don't know, we talked about this on the show once before, about how the visualization of it. When he's visualizing things, it shows you on screen what he sees.
Mm-hmm.
Like how he works out things. So I thought that was pretty cool. So apparently that one, I mean, it must be doing well because several people mentioned that one. They even had him listed. Of course, he didn't win, but I mean, he was listed for drama. He was one of the nominations for the drama actor.
Oh, okay. our friend Tim will be happy to hear that The Good Doctor won. I think he's still hanging in with that show. And I only watched like the first episode, but I think
I watched first two.
Yeah, it's like you said, I'm really not for sure. Just kind of one of those things that dropped off. And I'm glad that it seems to be doing well, though. Okay, this next category was, I was curious where you came up with it. Like, did you see it somewhere, or did you just make it up?
No, I would like to take credit and say that I made it up, but actually a few of these, later on. Okay, so when I said I went and looked at, like, all award shows, so, of course, there's the Oscars, and there's the People's Choice, and there's, help me.
Golden Globes.
SAG Awards. Right, the Screen Actors Guild Awards. But there's also Nickelodeon does an award show. And when I was looking up, when I was, like, looking for all the different award shows, because some of them were just, like, completely evading my brain, I noticed that the People's Choice and even Nickelodeon do some kind of, like, funny ones like this, where they truly give... they even had some for, like, Best Kiss, and there were some other funny ones, but I don't know. I thought this one would fit because of a lot of the shows that we watch. There is a frenemy dynamic that is happening between someone and someone, mm-hmm. and it has to. Kind of like, and this was not ever a nominee because this is, you know, I guess it would have been a good one for 2016, but like Flash and Captain Cold, for example. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they are frenemies. They do things together because it's for the good, but that they really don't like each other.
Right.
So that's essentially what a frenemy is. It's making an enemy a friend to accomplish a common goal, essentially.
Gotcha. Our favorite frenemy ended up being Ruth and Debbie from Glow, which I think is really good one.
Yes.
It was sad for them because they weren't always frenemies. They were really good friends. And then
they were best friends.
Right. And then Ruth screwed up and then it was just done. And them having to come back from that was one of the main reasons I really liked the show.
Yes, that was like my favorite because there were many plot points, but that was like one of my favorite plot points because essentially that's what made Glow good was the anger that came out of the situation.
Right.
And then I that was dead silence because that was me completely losing my place on my list.
And I was drinking water at the same time.
It happens. Well, I tried to take a drink of mine, and there's nothing left, so it's like, it makes that really weird sound, and I was like, shit, I can't. Okay, I'll be fine.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So, favorite cooking show was one that I thought would just be kind of fun, because I know we have a lot of friends that watch cooking shows, but believe it or not, there were only, like, me and two other people that were like, here's my favorite. I thought I wanted to put the real winner, like if we wanted to be honest, the real winner because of our friends, like Greg and Russell, their answer was meh. Meh. Actually, if I went through this, the real winner would be meh. Which meh. Is not a real
Actually, the real winner needs to be Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives because
Caden loves that
fucking
show.
Guy Fieri.
Does pick some pretty fucking awesome places, though. I'm just going to say that.
I do. I enjoy the places that he goes to, but not him himself.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, for frenemies, and I won't say who did this because I won't, like, make them feel bad, but someone was like, I don't understand this question. So maybe I should have explained what a frenemy is.
If you don't understand something, the first thing that you always do is you Google it. You Google it, and you will always find an answer. Guaranteed 100% of the time.
Yeah. Because I'm old, and here lately, I have been given words where I've had to look them up in the Urban Dictionary because I don't know what the fuck people are trying to say to me. So I told my husband this.
Like
and
what?
Like, I think we're officially old, and he's like, why? And I said, he's like, because we have to look up shit in the Urban Dictionary to see what kids are saying to us.
Well, like what?
So, remember Jeannie's post the other day about the kid that said you're Gucci?
Yes.
So, I had the same thing happen to me at work, the exact same word. So, this guy I work with, he's significantly younger than me. I'd say, like, 10 years younger than me. And he's super sweet. And he's one of my favorite people that I work with. But I was like, oh, crap, I thought I'd screwed something up. And he was like, no, you Gucci. And I was like... Okay, I've now heard it used more than once.
Did you ask him or you just played it off?
No, I said LOL because the Jeannie situation had already happened. Mm-hmm. So, like, Jeannie had already looked it up on Urban Dictionary because I was like, Jeannie, I don't know what that means. She said, I don't either. She looked it up on Urban Dictionary when the kids said it to her when they came into Fanatics that day. And apparently it means cool, like, no, you cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, why can't we just say you cool? Like,
because it ain't cool.
I'm sure.
Old lady. Sure. All right. Who won favorite cooking show?
Oh, yeah.
Classic Jenny and Miranda.
So favorite cooking show because me and Susan wrote the same thing. We didn't put it in. It's Chopped, which is on Food Network. And you know what Chopped is. It is where they have three judges and a host. And usually they have about four competitors. Sometimes it's celebrities. Sometimes it's different chefs. Sometimes it's kids, actually. And they have to go through three rounds, a main course, a appetizer, main course, and a dessert. And they have random shit in their basket. And they just have to come up with something. So they may be given, like, marshmallow fluff, salmon, and, like completely random shit. And they have to make a meal for whatever it is, and then they get tasted by the judges, and then they decide who's chopped. As in, yours isn't good enough. You gotta fucking go. You don't get no money today. And that's how it goes. It's pretty interesting, though, because, like, they'll be like, molasses, children's gummy candies, ice cream, and then you're like, what the fuck are they gonna do with this? And they's like, today I've prepared for you and you're like, what? The actual health. Holy shit. How did you... God!
How much of that is staged and how much of that is real, though? Like, do they honestly really don't know? And they really honestly just come up with it on the fly?
From my understanding, they're given a list of, like, these are possible things that you could be given.
Ah.
And... they have to come up with it. Because you see them, like, but I don't know. I would like to know that, too. But, I mean, it is kind of funny. And it's really funny because some of them get all cocky and they're like, I'm the best this side of the blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they ain't nobody going to get me down. And then they cross their arms like they, like, some gangster or something. Because, you know, they do those weird, cheesy, like, little stare down the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll do, like, a shot like that. And then before you know it, it's like, that's the first person sent home. And I'm like, yeah, because you was the baddest bitch, right? No, see, like, I find myself talking to the TV. I'm like, yeah, it's really funny.
You chopped, when, bitch.
You chopped, bitch. Caden's like, oh, Caden gets real into it, too. For some reason, my child is, within the last year, obsessed with watching Food Network when he goes to bed. Mm-hmm. And he loves Guy's Grocery Games, which is another Guy Fieri show. Ugh. He loves Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And he loves Cake Wars and Chopped. And so when somebody goes home that was, like, trash talking, he's like, yeah, run that mouth again, son. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you're a funny kid, and you don't even know it.
I like cooking shows because I like to cook, but I don't like the competition parts for the most part. Like, some of them are okay.
Better than I do, like, where I'm gonna stir this and stare, smile at the, like, Jerry thinks those are cheesiest. Like, my favorite one of those is the Pioneer Woman, the Reed Drummond one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Well, see, yeah, she's kind of different because she seems like a real genuine person, like, and her food is always, like, straight up awesome. I have a couple of her cookbooks.
And I have a lot of them too. I'm not gonna lie. My grandma gets me the new one every time it comes out.
And she, like, it's pretty rare that I could just sit and, like, read a cookbook because she tells stories with pretty much every recipe. And she's a good writer. She's funny. So
have you read her actual book?
No.
Mm-mm. You should read her actual book. It's like her life, like how she ended up going from like fashion and New York living to being married to Ladd and back home in Oklahoma and
with a
like
huge farm and
living on a farm and being this like real like pioneer lady.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. I think it's called Black Hills and Black Hills and Tractor Wheels. And it is really good. And there's some sad parts in there, too. Like, I laughed and cried in this book.
I'm glad you told me that, because I find her very interesting.
I do, too. And I loved that book, like, so much. She's funny.
She is funny. She's real cute, too.
She is.
All right, where are we at?
Favorite app.
Favorite app. Come on now, everybody knows this.
Right.
The award for favorite app goes to Netflix. We wouldn't have it any other way. How did we ever live without Netflix?
I know,
don't know.
Well, when I put app, I expected to get like Facebook or Twitter or some of those as nominations because, you know, we spend a lot of our time on there.
Yeah.
But really, it was not. It was a lot of, like Bianca put Ibotta. It's a good app. It's a good app. She's fun.
All right, going back to TV for a little bit. Favorite TV sidekick. The winner of that is Cisco Ramon from The Flash.
Yes.
Which I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree with this one because I don't think that Cisco is a sidekick. He has abilities. He's a meta. He has his own deal. So
right.
Calling him a sidekick
comes out and assists. Like that's what a sidekick does is assist.
No, he's done his own shit, you know, for a couple of times. Like he's pretty much the heart and brains. Well, not the heart because that's Barry, but he's the brains of most of everything that they do.
Okay, I can see that. So
if anybody's a sidekick on The Flash, I would say it's Harry.
What is the true definition of a sidekick, though?
Well, with Wells, like he helps solve problems, but he's not. He has a little bit of his own arc, but the show hasn't focused on him as much as they did in the first couple of seasons. You know what I mean?
So the definition,
Cisco's arc has been increased over time and Wells's has been decreased over time.
So like the true definition of a sidekick is a person's assistant or close associate, especially one who has less authority than that person.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't see him that way.
I get that. No, I could see that. Like,
it's all right. Sense. I'll let it slide. All right. favorite family TV show. Which
now
I was surprised by this one.
So this one was hard because I was reading through the nominations and people like, maybe I should have explained what I meant by family TV show. I mean something that literally every age in the family can watch and it's acceptable to watch. Because some of the nominations, I was like, no, just no. Like, no. Like, somebody said Grace and Frankie, and I was like, okay, maybe because they're talking it's a family dynamic. Maybe they're looking at it as like,
right,
oh, well, it's a show about a family.
Right.
But essentially when people say family TV show, they're talking about a show that any age in the family can appropriately watch. It made me giggle. I'm sorry. That's why I'm not saying, like, so-and-so who said this.
Well, the winner is The Flash on the CW.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess I just never thought of it that way, but, I mean, that makes sense.
I was trying to think of the shows that Caden enjoys sitting down and me watching with him, and that if I had even younger children, I would be okay with them watching. And I thought of that one first because that's the one that we've been actually rewatching for a while now on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And then two other people said the same thing. So okay. that's how it won. I was like, okay, sweet. So I'm not the only one that feels that way.
All right. What you got next?
So the next one that we have is favorite BFF in a TV or a movie. I decided this could be either or. And obviously we know BFFs, that's like best friend forever. That's like...
You didn't have to look that one up on Urban Dictionary, did you?
No, I did not have to look that one up on Urban Dictionary. But this one was kind of no surprise to me. It was Steve and Dustin for their role in Stranger Things 2. Because they were the best.
They're so cute.
Those two together, they were great. There were others that when I was coming up with this one, I was like... I actually had Barry and Cisco as one of my options because I wrote down like five and I was like, oh, this is so hard. In the end, it came down to Steve and Dustin because, you know, they had my heart.
Yep. They're super cute. All right. So favorite, let's see, this is one where I was just like, I have no idea. Favorite talent competition show. Because I haven't watched this in like years. But the winner is The Voice.
Yes. That was another one that...
You still watch that one, right?
I do. I do. My husband and I watch it together. Yes. I like it a lot. And I think Greg said The Voice, too.
Okay.
Yo! That was good. So, the next two, I meant kind of... from TV, mm-hmm. But I had people say, well, if you mean in general, it's this, but if you mean from TV movie, it's this. So I figured since most all of our things today were from TV movie, I went with TV movie answer instead of like overall, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And it was pretty unanimous when you looked at it in that manner,
mm-hmm.
Which was Green Arrow.
What was the category again?
Favorite superhero.
Okay.
And this was not, this is from a TV. Now, if it had been overall, there would have been a different winner. Meaning, like, of all time, just tell me what your favorite superhero was. It would have been a different answer. But when we're looking at television shows, everybody, it was pretty unanimous that it was Green Arrow for sure.
Awesome. I think that makes a lot of sense in the season that Green Arrow had, or that Arrow had last year.
Mm-hmm. And actually, that was the TV show that was kind of in the running, where, for favorite TV show, it was almost Arrow instead of Stranger Things, but we had one vote is all it took, and it was Stranger Things instead of Arrow.
Well, the next category kind of ties in with that, because mm-hmm. The favorite villain was Prometheus from Arrow, and that's just, yeah, that works, because
there were some other really good nominations in that. That was another tough one, too.
I feel like the newest season of Arrow is sorely lacking in the villain department, and that's kind of like the hangover effect from having Prometheus last year being so good.
Mm-hmm. He was. He was. He almost tied with Negan, though.
Yeah, that's a good choice too.
It was. It was because everybody. But he, as far as from the TV world, it was almost a tie. Again, which I like the ones that were almost a tie because I was like, "Oh, this is interesting."
And this one is kind of similar to one that we already did, but favorite streaming service, which there's tons now.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, Netflix takes that one as well.
And that was also another one that was almost a sweep. And on, like I said earlier, I did favorite app and then favorite streaming service because there's so many apps out there. Part of me did not expect them to both go to this. Like, I don't know why, but I didn't expect them to both go to the same or be the same one, rather. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, with so many options, we would have some others out there. But it was kind of cool that it wasn't, I guess. Shows what we do.
Right? It's how much we love Netflix.
And then it goes again, once again, one day, Netflix and I will pay Jenny to talk about them as much as we do. But for right now, it's just purely because we love them, and they don't give us.
I don't think they need any of our endorsements.
I don't think they do either, yeah. But
they yeah. There's no advertising that we could do for them that they don't already have locked up. So,
just saying, it would be awesome. Hashtag life goals that they pay for our service instead of us paying for them every month. Just saying.
All right. So I think that was the final award, was it not?
Or do we have the final award that we took nominations for?
Awesome. So thank you guys. Thank everybody. Who sent in your nominations and took the time to fill it out and engage with us on social media about it. We really appreciate that quite a bit. This has been kind of a shorter show. I feel like we ran through. I feel like we thought it would take longer because we had so many.
We're really bad about side stories, side notes. So I think we were like, okay, well, we'll have some of those. We'll have enough of those that we'll, you know. And I also was trying to, like, not have side notes. I was trying really hard.
Try to stay focused.
I tried. I really did.
I think we did a good job. So the final two sassies are, of course, tied in with our regular segments. Yes. And so we're going to go with favorite ship and favorite
nerd eye candy of the moment.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Which you want to do first?
You just tell me. Do you still need time?
No, I got it.
So the way that we decided to do this, because we did not take nominations for this one, I decided that I would let Jenny pick the favorite ship of the year. She gets to choose who the winner is of the favorite ship, because Jenny loves to ship things and people.
Yes.
And all of her TV and movies. So I figured that was a good one for her to pick the winner from 2017 of what she thought the best ship was, or should have been, rather. Because, we also do them where they don't have to actually be together, but this feels like something that would work well together.
Yes.
And then I figured I'd do Nerd Eye Candy.
Because I make you say it. So this is hard. Like you said, I love to ship people. So, it's like, I wanted to make it a couple that's not together, you know what I mean? So that way I could, like, continue in my ship and not, because, like, Oliver and Felicity, they're together now. So, I still, of course, love them together, but it's not, like, a longing sort of ship, you know what I mean?
Right, it was one that we like, what's the word I'm trying to, I don't know, we kind of just, like, begged and waited and was like, oh my God, for real?
Right, and then they finally got it together. And now it's here,
we got it, we're happy, but, right. We have it.
Right,
sure.
So you have that, there's not that will they, won't they part that is what I love about shipping. We'll just put it that way. So, I decided to go, in another direction, and it won't be that much of a surprise because this show was a huge winner tonight on the Sassies. So I'm going to go with Hopper and, what's her name? Winona Ryder's character.
Yes.
Joyce. Totally slipped my mind. Hopper and Joyce on Stranger Things.
And they have kind of hinted that there was something there between them before.
I think so, too. And as much as I did like Bob, and I thought they were really cute, still, I think that there's something there with Joyce and Hopper.
You think that's why Bob didn't make it?
I hope so. I would hope that his death would mean something in the bigger story,
I hope so. Even though I made a really funny, not funny, dead Bob joke.
It was funny, not funny.
It was one of those, like, it took people a minute to laugh, but then they did, and they were like, okay, maybe it is funny. I think I was on sinus medicine when I came up with that.
He was on something. All right. So even though I butchered it because I forgot Joyce's name, there it is. Your ship of the year.
I like that.
I'm glad.
I like that a lot. I think my nerd eye candy of the year will probably come as no surprise, maybe. Maybe not. He's never been nerd eye candy before. He has every reason to be nerd eye candy. But I think what did it for me is the introduction of a character he's going to be playing in a movie this coming year. So mine was Jason Momoa.
Ah!
that is your nerd eye candy of the year.
Well, he you know.
There's something.
He played Aquaman. He was straight up Aquaman. And
when he is walking down the pier spot there, and the water's going everywhere, and one of my all-time favorite songs is playing, and he just throws down the bottle of alcohol, I'm like... I need a shower. Like, I don't know. That was it. It was great. I feel he has more to come, though, because like he hasn't gotten his movie. Like, we haven't seen his movie yet. Mm-hmm. But I feel overall, he's a good one to pick for the year as a whole.
Yeah, I'm not as high on him as I am others. But
oh, I am higher on others than him, but I don't know. There's something about him. Right? And usually I don't like long hair on dudes. No offense to any dudes that like long hair. Personally, it's a choice, but I'm just not usually one that, like, when Thor cut his hair off, I was like, hello. Like, short hair. Or, like, Charlie Hunan, short hair. Mm-hmm. Like, in King Arthur, oh, my Lord. I don't know why, but... For some reason, I am completely okay with Momoa and his long hair. Like, if he were to cut it, I might be sad.
Yeah, I think he would look weird with short hair.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, it definitely suits him.
I genuinely might be sad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All right.
Hard.
Now that we've gotten you distracted and your dogs are barking...
Well, they're outside, too. So they're outside barking this time, and she's barking at me because she wants to come in, but she's just going to have to wait. The outdoors will not kill her. She thinks outside is like the girl. I can't remember the movie right now, but you know the little elephant when he dips his foot in the water and he jumps back real quick, and it's a cartoon, and he's like, Mom, is this water sanitary? It looks questionable to me. Like, that's my dog with all of outside. She goes out the back door and you close it, and then she turns right back around and she's staring at you through the bottom glass. And she's like, what the fuck?
She's just more of an indoor kind of dog.
Yes.
I don't blame her. I prefer the indoors as well.
I used to be a very outdoorsy person, and then I moved to Alabama. It's hot as hell down here.
Right.
There's like all kinds of bugs that don't exist anywhere else in the country. At all.
Oh, man. All right. Well, on that note.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? I think we did really well.
Yeah, I think we
I think everybody's going to be like, what? Jenny and Miranda don't have a 3-hour episode?
Yeah, it's weird, but that's fine. Maybe we'll hit you again sooner than a month, you know, to kind of make up for it.
Hashtag life goals.
But like I said, thanks again for everybody for their nominations and participation on the Facebook page, Twitter and whatnot. You can find us at Geek and Sassy on Twitter and Geek and Sassy on Facebook, of course. I'm at Jenny Cruz 2814, and Miranda is at Mom's Nerd. And what did I forget? Instagram.
It's at Geek and Sassy. On Instagram. Yeah, but usually what goes on Instagram also goes directly to Facebook and Twitter as well. But I know there are just people that don't do some of those platforms. Mm-hmm. Maybe they only do, like, there are people that only do Twitter or only do Facebook or only do Instagram. So it kind of was our basis for covering everybody.
And do we know what we have coming up next time? want to say? Or
I believe we have a special guest. Awesome. Well, I know we have a special guest. But maybe we should be quiet in case, you know, it has to change. I don't know. I like getting surprises.
Okay. We'll keep it a surprise then. But we do actually, we've actually planned for several months worth of episodes. We usually do not do that. So hopefully we will keep to that organization.
Well, we're going to have to, because with me doing all that traveling in April, it's going to be like one of the reasons why I was like, okay, let's try to plan because, April going to be cray cray.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the first annual Sassies. Let us know what you think about the winners. Do you think somebody else should have won? You have any arguments? Is Cisco really a sidekick or not?
And there will be no recounts.
No recounts, but you can still tell us what you think.
You can still tell us. I'm not Steve Harvey, though. I promise I got him right.
On that note, thank you for listening.
And you're welcome for talking.